We want to remind everyone to join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in beautiful downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org. You can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, the U.S. has been trying for years to get Colombian drug gangs to put down their guns and abandon the drug trade. Well, they think they finally found a way to reach them. They will be delivering a message of peace through what?
Song and dance?
No, that would be fun. It is a form of entertainment.
Oh, okay. We, the U.S.,
were
delivering a message of peace to Colombian drug lords.
Wanted to stop it.
Through entertainment.
Yes.
It's not pole dancing.
And it's not pole dancing, which I know somebody who's looking for a new opportunity, too, so it's a shame.
It's not song and dance.
No.
I'm running out of entertainment genres.
Let me try to do it for you. Here we go. Like powdered cocaine through the hourglass, these are the days of our lives.
Soap operas.
Soap operas. Even the most hardened, vicious Colombian drug lord takes an hour out of his busy murder schedule to watch his stories. You know, soap operas are huge in Latin America, as you know. So the U.S. Army is creating a 20-episode soap opera, or telenovela, with characters that convey anti-violence messages and, quote, furnish functioning state institutions, unquote. It's a terrible mistake, though, to expect people to learn morals through soap operas. I mean, for example, they'll all believe it's okay to kill people because they all miraculously come back 6 months later.
Are they going to hire, like, real actors in Colombia to do this?
Yeah,
or are they going to have, like, U.S. military do it? Because that would be unconvincing.
That would be very, if, like, there's a Marine in a blonde wig.
Yo soy Ramon.
Yes, sir, I've always loved you, sir.